Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mayank Vaswani from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vaswani.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited to discuss the Q3 FY23 earnings, which were announced yesterday. We have with us today the management team comprising Mr. Ayush Bagla, Executive Director, Mr. Rajesh B. Shah, CFO and COO, and Mr. Vikas Kothari, Deputy CFO at Cera Sanitaryware. We will begin the call with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we shall open the call for Q&A. Some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature, and a detailed note in this regard is contained in the results documents that have been shared with all of you earlier. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Ayush Bagla for his opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. The earnings for the quarter ended 31st December 2022 were adopted by the board of directors yesterday, 2nd February 2023. The earnings documents have been released to the stock exchanges. During the quarter gone by, we continued to witness strong demand for our products as the overall replacement demand remained quite positive, with consumers continuing to spend on home upgradation and improvement. The velocity of sales for newly built homes and for existing residential apartments continues to be very strong. At present, our manufacturing facility continues to function at high utilization levels. During the quarter, the sanitaryware plant had a 15-day annual maintenance period, despite which capacity utilization for Q3 FY23 for sanitaryware was at 105%. In faucetware, the capacity utilization was at 115% during Q3 FY23, and all efforts are on to maintain these levels. Our current monthly production for December 2022 at the faucetware plant was 3 lakh pieces. In FY22, it was an average of 2.18 lakh pieces per month. In FY21, it was an average of 1.25 lakh pieces per month. The current production is a 38% increase over the production level of FY22 and a 240% increase over FY21. The faucetware expansion program to take capacity to 4 lakh pieces per month commenced from July 2022. Requisite approvals from Gujarat Pollution Control Board have been obtained. The enhanced production is scheduled to go on stream in July 2023. And in a staggered manner will result in an increase in monthly production to 4 lakh pieces per month by March 2024. The total cost of project is 69 crores to be entirely financed from annual operating cash flow. Building and civil work out of 69 crores is 37 crores. Equipment and plant is 25 crores, electrical substation is 7 crores. We expect to complete the project in time and well within the cost of 69 crores. The product mix planned is colored SKUs, quarter turn SKUs, PVD SKUs, and a few more SKUs that can be taken in from outsourced partners. So far, not a single day of disruption of current manufacturing at the faucetware plant has taken place. The market has been continuously fed with products from the existing plant. In April 2022, newer value-added SKUs in faucetware were introduced at a national dealer meet. SKUs in 4 ranges and in 6 colors were introduced to the trade. These value-added products included black matte finished faucets, red matte finished faucets, and other PVD products. An extensive range of rose gold, French gold, and yellow gold products were part of the event. These new products are being gradually rolled out with a grand display at 100 dealers' outlets. In FY22, China imports were 67 crores or 4.71% of sales. In 9 months FY23, China imports were 47 crores, 3.74% of sales. Cera was already one of the lowest users of products made in China, and with availability of manufacturing infrastructure in-house, the percentage of Chinese import to sales have been continuously declining. In a business which is brand-driven, the fulcrum of success is manufacturing quality and plant efficiency. For fresh capacity for manufacturing sanitary ware, the company has carried out extensive surveys of water, gas, and labor availability for a greenfield facility. A land parcel in Gujarat has been shortlisted and the company is currently undertaking due diligence. We expect title documents to be executed and land conversion procedures to take place over the next six to nine months. As on 31st December 2022, our cash and cash equivalents stood at 597 crores against 523 crores in December 2021, an increase of 74 crores or a 14% increase. Positive cash flow for Q3 FY23 has been 58 crores as compared to Q3 FY22, which was 48 crores. Therefore, going forward, only internal accruals are being used to fund the two CapEx programs. And we could also retain the flexibility to use some part of cash and cash equivalents if required. No debt raising or equity dilution is planned or required for both the capacity expansions. During Q3 FY23, no price hikes were undertaken. Our peer group companies increased prices in October-November 2022 while Cera did not. During 2021 and 2022, many price hikes were undertaken by Cera, which were all a demonstration of pricing power. Currently, we are capitalizing on the market share gained over the next 2 years, over the last 2 years. On the sanitary ware business, raw materials like China clay, feldspar and plaster of Paris had a moderate increase in pricing of between 5 and 7%. Within the glazing recipe, zinc moved down by 6% and glaze moved down by 9% during Q3. In faucetware, brass prices declined by 1.4% in Q3 and 10% over 9 months of this financial year. From 1st February 2023, a price rationalization exercise has been implemented. There is now a single MRP across the entire country. The impact on pricing for sanitary ware is an increase of 0.5% to 1% across some markets, and in faucetware, a decrease of 0.5%. Due to availability of gas from isolated wells near our plant, the pricing of gas from GAIL continues to remain below market and will remain so in the future. Price has increased from 26 rupees per cubic meter in September 2022 to 35 per cubic meter in December 2022. Normally, GAIL supplies 50% of Cera's gas needs. However, in Q3 FY23, GAIL provided 67% of gas requirement for the sanitary ware business. Sabarmati, a JV of BPCL and GSPC's, pricing went down from 75 rupees in September 22 to 67 per cubic meter in December 2022, supplying 33% of gas needs of the plant in Q3. In January 23, another round of reduction took place in Sabarmati from 67 rupees to 59 rupees. The Q3 weighted average cost of gas is 47 rupees, much lower than industry. Gas costs constitute 2.53% of Cera's top line. There have been no changes in the price of ancillary cost items like transportation. The cost of corrugated boxes have remained stable. We launched a retailer loyalty program in Q1 FY23, which has now almost completed 9 months. More than 13,500 retailers have uploaded 1.1 lakh invoices. These retailers form the bulk of Cera's distribution reach we expect the total number of retailers to be around 15,000 plus, who most likely will be part of this loyalty program by FY23. The feedback received from retailers has helped us in the understanding of consumers' changing demands, geographical segmentation of SKUs, and evolution of the rewards program to retailers. Of the total retail sales of 747 crores in 9 months, more than 240 crores of sales, which is 32% of retail sales in sanitary ware and faucet ware, have become eligible to receive rewards through this program. The company's ability to tweak trade practices, trade pricing, and ability to steer the direction of the dealer and retailer equation have all undergone a sea change. We also have seen an opportunity in multi-brand retailers who have undertaken various initiatives to sell Cera products. This ties in very well with our new product development. As product life cycle reduces, new products offered at higher price points with dramatically new aesthetics and functionality are core to our top line and margin expansion. In Q3 FY22, 67 new products were introduced. In Q3 FY23, 614 products, including 496 of the Luster series, have been introduced. New products launched in the last 3 years constituted 39% of Cera's top line in Q3. Our highest ever advertising spends in FY19 was 52 crores, and in this financial year, it is likely to be 55 crores. Cera's share of voice was lower than its market share, and now with increase in advertising expenses, its share of voice is getting closer to its share of market. Publicity spends, which were rupees 5 crores in Q3 FY22, were increased to 17 crores in Q3 FY23. The ad campaign will continue into Q4 FY23. In Q3, sales to Tier 1 markets were 27% of sales, Tier 2 were 11% of sales, and Tier 3 were 62% of sales. We classify markets based on population. Population centers of above 25 lakhs are classified as Tier 1 markets, and population centers between 10 and 25 lakhs as Tier 2 markets, and below 10 lakhs as Tier 3 markets. The large number of 62% in Tier 3 is more a function of this classification rather than the company's focus on Tier 3 markets. If we calculate population centers of 17 lakhs and above as Tier 1, population centers of 3 lakh to 17 lakhs as Tier 2 and below 3 lakhs as Tier 3, then the ratios would be 32% of sales for Tier 1, 24% of sales for Tier 2, and 44% for Tier 3. In that backdrop, we can go over the financials. Revenue from operations in Q3 FY23 was 456 crores versus 387 crores in Q3 FY22. EBITDA excluding other income was 73 crores in Q3 FY23 versus 61 crores in Q3 FY22. The gross margin has improved, is currently at 54% in Q3 FY23 against 52% in Q3 FY22. The EBITDA margin is higher by 20 basis points at 16% in Q3 FY23 versus 15.8% in Q3 FY22. Profit after tax was 56 crores in Q3 FY23 versus 42 crores in Q3 FY22, an increase of 33.3% YOY. EPS for Q3 FY23 was 43.34 versus 32.50 in Q3 FY22. In Q3 FY23, 54% of the top line was from sanitary ware, 33% from faucet ware, tiles represented 12% and wellness 1%. On a YOY basis, sanitary ware revenues registered an increase of 19%. Faucetware revenues increased by 12%, tiles increased by 34%, and wellness increased by 5%. The sanitaryware and faucetware verticals remain the bedrock of the business with contribution of 87% to our overall revenues. The classification of sales in Q3 FY23 was 45% in the premium category, 28% in the mid category, and 27% in the entry category. Inventory days in Q3 FY23 were 83 days compared to 67 days in Q3 FY22. Receivable days in Q3 FY23 were 30 days versus 30 days. Payable days in Q3 FY22 were 37 days against 36 days in Q3 FY22. Therefore, net working capital days in Q3 FY23 were 76 days versus 61 days in Q3 FY22. This number is around the optimum number of inventory days that Cera has been making efforts to achieve for many quarters. In this quarter, availability of product ensured there was no element of lost sales. This is the seventh straight quarter with no element of lost sales. In the current year, the CapEx budget, other than the brownfield faucetware expansion and the proposed greenfield sanitaryware capacity expansion programs, are 25 crores, of which 3 crores were spent in 9 months, of which 1 crore was spent in Q3. In conclusion, I would like to say that due to the combination of internal factors, production throughput maximization, brand salience and design differentiation, as well as macros of home improvement, Cera would be able to monetize all the growth drivers that present themselves. Cera's growth plans remain intact as it plans to expand capacities and to monetize rising demand. After taking a few years to break the 1250 to 1350 crore top line band, in FY22, Cera touched a top line of 1446. We all saw the impact on EBITDA and PAT margins. Going forward, Cera is set on a new top-line trajectory, which we can all witness in the nine-month numbers. Every decision made at Cera is from the shareholders' point of view, with ROCE, payback period, and impact on EPS fully considered before being placed for deliberation amongst the board of directors. I would now request the moderator to open the lines for Q&A. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question and even to restrict their questions to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Ayush. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for the great numbers. What I wanted to check was, in terms of the outlook, how do you see FY24 given the capacity constraint on the sanitary web part? So if you can give some color as to how you see FY24 in terms of the growth.
See, currently capacity is not a constraint, both in-house and outsourced. And if you can see from this year, in the current quarter, outsourced in sanitary wares is 63%, in faucetware is 51%. So a combination of internal and external resources are available, first. Secondly, even within the internal resources, a lot of capacity is being freed up to make higher-end SKUs. So inventory days have been moving up, and inventory days have been moving up because of this distributed inventory model that is unique to Cera. We would like to have all SKUs which are relevant for those markets available at all times in those markets. So that was the aim. We are not looking at any kind of constraints right now as far as capacity is concerned, whether for the balance 3 months of this financial year or for FY24. In faucetware, of course, the capacity is coming on stream in July, and to reach 4 lakhs, it might take a few months from July. And in sanitaryware, the land acquisition program is well underway. Due diligence is currently on, so both due diligence and conversion and other approvals from the state government, we expect all that to get over within this calendar year, and then work to begin by the end of calendar year or latest by March 24. But in any case, there is no case made out for any kind of capacity constraints. At the same time, China imports are reducing. So all these initiatives have been tackled, in a multi-dimensional manner.
Got it. Any number you would like to, can we do double digit, high single digit, mid-teens, any broad number?
You can calculate based on this velocity of sales, what are the FY23 numbers are going to be looking like. So other than that, that same 40 months doubling from 1440 to 2900, that remains intact. And investors and analysts should get the requisite confidence from these numbers in a market that was not maybe that conducive to these numbers, that will achieve or beat those numbers.
Got it. And just in terms of the market share, any ballpark number you would like to share for sanitaryware and faucet?
See, we get more anecdotal data on market share rather than any industry published report. So Cera is definitely the market leader in sanitaryware and the number two player in faucetware. In sanitaryware, we are gaining from the next three players, the second, third and fourth player, that is one. In faucetware, we are capturing a larger share of the growth in the market. So whatever our market share number is, our incremental market share number is 1.5 times that.
Sir, if you could give a ballpark number as we, for 9 months or for FY22 or FY23, whatever you can best in terms of market share, would that be 20%, 15%, anything of that?
So there's no authenticity of the data, so I'll be very careful before I give any data.
Yeah, but I mean, at least your own estimate, you may not call it as industry publication, but
we've never done it in the past. You've known this company for so many years. It's never happened in the past that we gave out industry data or even market share data.
Understood. Thanks so much. I'll come back in the queue for follow-up.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Vadhwani from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats for the great numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the Cera doing differently or the things that they have done in the past that are benefiting them? Because if you see the results of the peers, they have not grown, but Cera has grown in sanitaryware, faucetware, and tiles also. So just want to understand what is Cera doing differently with respect to product, pricing, distribution, promotion. One point that you mentioned, you have a now new scheme for the retailers. If you can give a thought on the where what Cera is doing differently on the product pricing point that is giving them edge in the market.
So the question you asked is very important, and this is all an outcome of the efforts that have gone over the last 5 years. First of all was manufacturing efficiency. Very few plants, and especially we are the largest sanitaryware plant in the country, can operate at high 90s or 100 or even above 100% capacity utilization. So we tackled the industry-wide problem of product availability first. We ensured availability, that was one. Second was new product development. On an industry-wide basis, new products constitute 10% of sales for any company. In Cera, that number has always been around 20, 22, 24%. This quarter, that number was 39%. Last quarter, that number was 36%. So new product development, ensuring we are able to reduce product life cycles and innovate on the basis of design differentiation and functionality. That was the second basis. So 39% of sales are being captured or monetized that were not available maybe to the industry and definitely not to the company. Third, this retailer loyalty program that you mentioned. This industry had never practiced any kind of outreach beyond the dealer distributor. So now we have gone directly to the retailer. So we get very granular data on consumer demand, consumer preferences, the equation between the dealer, retailer, and what the retailer is looking for, retailer rewards. So that is a direct program to the retailer. That is the absolute cracking of the last mile problem, which is there in most industries and definitely in the building material industry. And you compared us to other peer companies. See, the peer companies, they may be operating in more commoditized businesses where slight changes in price and slight overcapacity in the industry have huge reflections and outcomes for companies. In sanitaryware and faucetware, it is a smaller industry, more dependent on quality, brand promise, and those factors. So Cera has clearly stood out. Cera is an outlier in each of those departments. On the financial front, top line growth, EBITDA growth, PAT growth, and margin growth. On all the fronts we have delivered.
Okay, that was very helpful, Arush. One point I just wanted to clarify on the retailers. So you said Cera has started a retailer that loyalty program. So what will be happening earlier? What used to happen in a channel like you, as Cera will be selling the products to the dealer and distributor, and the dealer and distributors will be in the touch with the retailers. So they will be having inventory in their own depots. Now Cera is directly going to the retailer, and the inventory will be, who will be stocking inventory, dealer or distributor or the Cera?
There's been no change in business practices. We still sell to the dealers who sell to retailers. So our equation with dealers is not changed. In fact, dealers have welcomed this program because Cera is rewarding their retailers. So the stickiness between a retailer and a dealer has increased because of this program. So no change in either stocking or inventory management or transactions between Cera and the dealers. This is just identification of all dealers, high-performing retailers, and how to reward loyalty to Cera.
And just one last question. Just thought, like, we have, so from 2010, we have adopted one strategy that in order to enter into any business, we will always start with outsourcing. The moment we think we are doing very good, we go in-house. But we've always maintained that strategy of 50% in-house or around 50% outsourced. That strategy has worked for us in the decade. Amazingly. Just wanted to understand, but if we do it in-house also, we will have a more profitability compared to, like, outsource will have a lesser profitability. Your thoughts on that? Why? Because now we have a cash also. Now we have understood the business really well. So just your thoughts on that.
See, currently there are no plans to enter any new industry. And as far as sanitaryware and faucetware is concerned, many industry players have tried with full in-house manufacturing and full outsourcing. So those haven't worked. That business model requires a company to have large-scale own manufacturing and make high-end pieces in-house and outsource products where vendors can do a better job in terms of price. So this is a very delicate business model. That's why it's very difficult to succeed in sanitaryware and faucetware, and that's why we say this business is completely moated. And if you remember over the last 5-6 quarters, there were a lot of concerns that there are going to be so many new entrants in sanitaryware. They have not been able to put up capacities and they have not been able to achieve scale because dealers don't take them seriously, and consumers, the transferability of a brand from a commoditized business to a completely brand-driven business is very difficult.
Okay, Arish, that was very helpful. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Mal from Sudanshare Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity, and first of all, congratulations for the great set of numbers. Ayuji, as you said, this you guys have a very high proportion of new inventory, up to 39%, versus industry standard of say around 10-12%. Just wanted to get some color on how do you manage the old inventory. So let's suppose my question is, if you have such high proportion of new innovative products, how do you deal with the older ones?
The new products, it's not inventory, it's new sales. So the new products which were introduced in the last 3 years constitute 39% of sales. And most often you will find that new products which replace old products come with added design differentiation or functionality differentiation, and also often at higher price points. So not only do we cannibalize our competitors' SKUs, we are quite ready to cannibalize our own SKUs. And
precisely, yes, I was trying to understand how do we manage this cannibalization from our own inventory?
That is planned, well-planned exercise. Production, sales, inventory management is all aligned to when a product will be suddenly phased down and a new product with a higher price point will be introduced. So in the last 7 quarters, you are seeing no element of lost sales, no element of sales where, you know, a dealer or a consumer or retailer was asking for a particular SKU and Cera couldn't provide it.
Okay.
And as far as inventory management is concerned, you see, this is a unique industry where the product is neither perishable nor does the standard product, the high-selling SKUs, change due to change in consumer preferences. So a high level of inventory is one of the key to success in this business.
Okay, okay. Thank you. One more question from my side. Sir, after having delivered such stupendous performance for last couple of quarters, you just now mentioned that you stick to your 40 months doubling of top line from... I get a sense that you are being somewhat conservative. Is that correct?
See, if you look at the industry growth, the number I have mentioned is almost 1.8 times industry growth. So
certainly, certainly. Yes. No, so I'm not saying on absolute basis that it's conservative, but in the backdrop of the stupendous performance that you guys have delivered in the last couple of quarters, which has, I feel, taken away a lot of respect. So that's why in that backdrop, I wanted to understand that maybe I feel that we have figured out some secrets or something like that to grow in this industry. Such a phenomenal thing.
See, when I mentioned that 1440 will become 2900, it was met with some degree of skepticism.
100%. Yes.
And I'm glad to hear now that the financial community is saying that 2900 is a conservative target. So that is a great achievement for the company.
Does that mean you also agree that it's a conservative number?
No, I think we will want to surpass any kind of guidance first and then look at a fresh number or fresh target. So this trajectory of sale has convinced everybody that 2900 in 40 months is definitely achievable. We might surpass that. So I think that is a more immediate short-term goal, after which newer benchmarks will be set.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Mehta from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Aman this side from Equirus. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So firstly, on the outsourcing mix, I wanted to understand, till the expansion, slated expansion comes in, where do you see this mix going up for the Cera?
I think it will stay steady, and this has been the normal number. Normally it's 60-40. This quarter it is 63-37, and in faucetware 51-49, which is almost 50-50. So this number will remain constant for the time being, because In value terms, the output from the factory is also increasing by taking in certain products which were either imported from China or made from even domestic partners. Those are all being taken in the factory, which are in some cases higher value products as well. So okay, in value terms, the factory will not decline from 40%. Even over the next 24 months or so, till the new greenfield sanitary ware capacity comes on stream.
Okay. Okay. This is largely because of replacement of those products manufactured at the factory, right? Moving to higher price products or...
Yes. In any case, the high-end products are made only in a manufacturing facility. And the low-end ones, which vendors can do a better job at a lower cost, are given to outsourcing partners. That has always been the philosophy. But within these hundreds of SKUs, now specific SKUs are being identified to be taken inward.
Sure.
And if any low-end products are being made in the manufacturing facility, that are given to vendors, freeing up some capacity. So as you can see, our inventory days target was between 80 and 90. That has been achieved. That was very important to get this growth correct and increase in top line. It was very important to have requisite product available on a distributed model across the country.
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Aman. May I request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for their turn.
Sure.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please limit their questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Ashish Uplanwar from Invesco Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ayush, I mean, it's commendable the way Sarah is executing on the plans that you've shared earlier. Just wanted to check, I mean, the targets that you shared are pretty good, but what risk do you see maybe in the external environment, especially, I mean, what can maybe soften these kind of growth that you are achieving right now? I mean, any risk that you see on the margin or the top line front?
See, the numbers that you're seeing is the outcome of the last 5 years' effort in all spheres, whether it's marketing, brand positioning, getting the pricing right, increasing the number of SKUs, and bringing down our overall cost structure dramatically by increasing productivity at the manufacturing facility. So, you know, we kept the market abreast of all the activities that were going on over the last 5 years. And it took some time for each of them to translate into numbers. Now, going forward, we don't see any changes to this overall strategy. The brand will continue to be strengthened. Brand salience will perform. The brand promise to the ultimate consumer will perform. And manufacturing facilities will continue to work at high productivity. Newer designs in faucetware, you know, the black mat faucets have been introduced this year. The PVD faucets have been introduced. Production is being increased from 3 lakhs to 4 lakhs. Eventually, the overall infrastructure is being created for further capacity expansion up to 6 lakhs pieces per month. So on all these fronts, there are enough initiatives being undertaken. I don't see any macro or internal risks to our targets. And we are, as a company, we have never been dependent on real estate demand. We are more a B2C company, which is more focused on home improvement rather than just developer demand. So, you know, even the interest rate cycles. Now, you see, we are, let's say, at the highest end of the interest rate cycle. And this is our best Q3 ever. So if interest rate cyclicality would have impacted the company, you would have not seen this result. And you heard the question earlier that other home improvement companies have been saying that the demand has not been conducive. We never found any of those reasons in this quarter.
Okay. But, I mean, what would be the difference? Because then it would mean that others are not finding ways to grow. If you are growing, it means that most of the growth is market share gain driven or value addition driven. I mean, That would be the right way to look at it probably.
It's a mix of industry. It's a mix of industry growth and market share gains. Yes, you're absolutely correct. And others might find themselves doing more commoditized businesses. So that is why sanitary ware and faucet ware, which is 87-88% of our sales, is very different from a pipe or a tiles industry.
Okay.
Sanitary ware industry has not seen too many entrants which have been sizable in nature. If you look at the history of the industry over the last 20 years, there's hardly any new entrant which has been sizable in nature, maybe one or two names.
I don't know whether you shared the growth, business-wise, on faucets and sanitary ware, etc. If you could let me know what those growth rates were.
Sanitary ware grew by 18.95, so 19%, and faucet ware by 12% YOY.
Okay. Any reason that faucet ware has grown lesser? Because that's been the most prominent growing business for us.
Yes, faucetware over the last 1.5 years has seen a price rise of 27%.
Okay.
And now that brass prices have come off 9 to 10% in 9 months, now things will change again.
Okay. So volume wise, the growth would be there, but value wise, there would be. 12% is not a representative figure for the volume.
The growth is both volume and value. And again, you know, because more than one-third sales is from new products, the pace of new product introductions in faucetware is very high. So this Luster series, the Luster series has almost 496 SKUs, which were launched this year. Normally, we launch 10, 15 or 20 SKUs per quarter. This time, out of 614 total SKUs launched, 496 were Luster, the bulk of which are faucetware.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for your answer.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sangam Iyer from Consilium Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, I just wanted to clarify, you know, in your endeavor to bring down the inventory levels at the company level to 80-90 days, how much is the current channel inventory at the retail level? Can you help us understand? So that would help us to gauge how the, you know, incremental primary sales would look like going forward.
See, Thera is a very unique player in the industry for the following reason. More than 55-60% of sales are cash and carry.
Right.
So the retailer and dealer keep a minimal inventory at their end because they have already paid for it. They want to have very short working capital cycles. So the bulk of the inventory is only at the Sera end, at the retailer dealer end, because of the distributed warehousing model strategy. Sometimes a dealer can go to the same depot owned by Sera or warehouse owned by Sera twice a day to pick up material.
Got
so
it.
At the
Got
retailer
it.
And dealer level, you will find minimal inventory. So it is really just in time has been implemented by Sera for the dealers. Otherwise, we could not have
brought down your
this 55-60% cash and carry model.
That
is the you know, something that every company wants to achieve but never gets there.
Very true. Secondly, you also mentioned about, you know, from February 1st onwards, competition is embarking on price rationalization. This, you know, how much would be the price differential now, given the fact that in Q3 we did not take any price hike while they took? So, you know, even post-rationalization, what would be the differential?
I mean,
just to get a sense.
Between Sera and the peer group?
Yeah. Because in Q3, we did not take any price hike while
right.
they did. So, when in February, when they are taking a price rationalization journey, we need not do anything, but still, you know, post that, what would be the kind of discount or what would be the kind of differential that we would be at compared to the larger peers?
From first February, Cera took a price rationalization exercise.
Oh, we took it, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I thought
the rationalization exercise was aimed more at not at price increase or decrease, but to have a single MRP across the country.
Okay,
And the
okay.
result of that exercise was sanitaryware prices increased by 0.5% to 1% across some markets, and faucetware decreased by 0.5%. So it was a negligible increase or decrease for the company. But I'm saying in Q3, most of the companies took a price rise, which Cera did not. And that was also one reason why market share was gained. So maybe those companies had cost pressures, which Cera did not. And cost pressures come from the manufacturing end.
Right. So,
if some company is dependent on Chinese imports for a large part of their high-end SKUs in sanitaryware, for them it is inevitable to keep on taking price rises. Now, I'll give you example. Freight costs from China have gone down to $900-$1,000 per container. Even with that container cost, there is no money to be made in Chinese imports.
Okay. Got it. Is this because of the duty structure? Is this because of
Even the current freight duty, the changes in the Chinese currency, and the cost of procurement from China. If you add those four factors, nobody is making any meaningful margin in Chinese imports.
Got it.
So for the financial community to worry that what will happen when freight rates go down, they have already gone down to 900 to 1,000. But the Indian market has not seen any impact.
Got it.
Mr. Iyer, may I request you to...
Okay, I'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akash Shah from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Hi, Ayush. Thank you very much for the opportunity and congrats on great set of numbers. So firstly, just wanted to ask two bookkeeping questions. What would be the CapEx for FY23 and FY24, and what would be the ad spend for FY23 and FY24?
CapEx for FY23 is 24 crores, of which only 3 crores has been spent so far.
Okay. And FY24?
And 24 of the existing capacities, it's still being worked out. Of the new brownfield capacity, the overall CapEx is 69 crores, and that will get completed in July 2023, well within time and well within cost. As far as the land for sanitaryware is concerned, the current budget is about 25 crores, so there would be a 5-10% plus or minus in that number.
Sure. And just one thing. So land acquisition, you said we will be sort of acquiring that land within next about 3 to 6 months, right?
Land acquisition plus all approvals from the state government will take between 6 to 9 months.
Okay. Yeah, and ad spend, please.
I think your voice was muffled.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I was saying ad spend number, please.
Ad spend this year is 55 crores. Last year it was much lower. I can give you that number. Ad spend last year was... Just take me a minute to dig out that number.
Hello.
We can get back to you offline.
No problem. So on just one last thing. So on faucetware, in faucetware segment, we took a price increase of about 5% in Q1 FY23 and about 6% in Q3 FY22. So revenue growth in faucetware segment was about 11-12% on a year-on-year basis in this quarter. So roughly, it implies that volume growth in faucetware segment was, low single digit. So would you please help us understand the reasons behind that?
We took the last 5% increase in May 22, and before that was 5.5% in November 21. So very little of that. Some part of that price increase also came in Q3 FY22, November 21.
Yes.
Right. So it's not as if the entire price increase 5.5 plus 5 has emerged in Q3.
Right. But if I look at on a year-on-year basis, the price increase would be somewhere around 10% odd. So that implies that volume growth was low single digits.
It's 10% odd if you consider the November increase, which had some impact on the base of Q3 FY22. If you don't consider that, it was only 5% of May 22. That's why the 12% consists of both price and volume. And I've finally got that number of total ad spends. 21-22 was 32 crores. And this year will be 55 crores.
Sure. And just one last thing. So in faucetware segment, are we planning to take some price cut given the fact that brass prices have corrected by 9-10% in last 9 months?
Currently, we are not planning to change the pricing upward or downward. But we'll wait for this quarter to pan out and then decide.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants are requested to please limit their questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi Ayush, thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, can you please indicate the rough volume growth in our sanitaryware and faucetware segment? Roughly how much would be the volume growth in this quarter? And can you please share the number for the tile revenues and the other segment?
Yeah, those who know this company well, they know that the number of SKUs are expanding at a very fast rate, and looking at volume will not give a correct picture of what the company has achieved, because the number of SKUs that are being launched are in most cases at higher price points. Manufacturing those SKUs take up a larger share of labor input, gas input, and overall manufacturing efficiency. So value is the only way, because I'll give you first the SKU introduction and total number of SKUs, that will give you some color. So new launches in FY23 in sanitaryware were 72 products, in faucet were 573 products, a total of 673. So that's why, unlike a typical company which makes one product and therefore volume growth is easily indication of how the company is performing, in this case is very different. Tiles, I'll give you the number, one second. The tiles number is increase of 34%. So last year, it was 40 crores. This year is 53.71 crores. Top line.
Okay.
And the tile strategy is simple.
Yeah.
Tiles, I'll just give you what the company has executed. The company doesn't have any manufacturing capacity because it didn't want to deploy its capital in a completely commoditized business. And now with a significant overcapacity in the tiles industry, it has access to low-cost product and available product of all designs. So in Q3, the vendors' prices were stable and substantially declining also due to decline in gas costs at Morbi. So neither did the company have to take a price hike, nor did any vendor ask for a price hike. And our overall strategy is to be a niche player in tiles, a boutique player, not to compete with large tile companies in the commoditized tiles, but to concentrate on GVT tiles, triple fired slabs, and double charged, and also wall tiles. So our share of the commoditized soluble salt, etc., is only 6% of our tiles business.
Sure. Got it. And sir, if you could indicate, you know, the revenue part, you've already said that doubling in 40 months is possible. But the margin expansion of, you know, the 50 bps to 75 bps every year, if you could indicate what would be the drivers in this journey?
Increase in productivity at the plant, product mix moving upward at the plant level. Slight changes in MRP every year and spreading the fixed cost over a larger base. So these would be primarily the four factors. And overall, the company has moved to an 80-20 mix. So 80% of all costs are variable in nature and less than 20% of costs are fixed in nature. That 80% will keep on increasing and 20% will keep on reducing.
Got it. And sir, any impairment do you assess, I mean, to make for the Milo agreement we had with Milo?
Yes, I'll give you an update. Milo, again, we had taken a decision in 2015 never to have manufacturing capacity of tires on our books. We invested 8 crores for a 26% share of equity in Milo, and we were also their customer. So their governance standards and other standards were not according to CERA's liking, and we served them a legal notice. All efforts are on for a resolution and to get our 8 crores invested back. In any case, their plant is non-operational, so we have switched to other vendors to feed our tiles requirement. So our entire risk in all the worst case scenario is limited to our equity exposure.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. That's for my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check, you mentioned 24 months will be the timeline. Just wanted, is it fair to assume that the revenue from the new plant will largely flow? So 24 months is largely fair to guess is probably March 25, assuming even if we start work from March 23, so and everything. So fair to assume that large part of this revenue will start flowing in 26 on from the new plant?
Yes, but currently, you know, given what is happening in the company, there is full access to availability. And our optimum level of inventory level has been reached. So we feel that till, you know, whatever March 25 or FY 26, there is no need for this new capacity because capacity is being freed up in a current manufacturing facility.
Okay.
You saw what happened in faucetware. 1.5 lakhs of monthly production has already become 3 lakhs. 3 okay. lakhs is now becoming 4 lakhs. There is provision to go up to 6 lakhs. Similarly, in sanitaryware, the productivity is increased and the product mix has increased dramatically.
Okay.
Otherwise, the company would not have been able to reduce its imports from China.
Okay.
And, you know, we are probably the only company to give out China import numbers. I have not seen any other company in the peer group discuss their China import numbers.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mihir Damania from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, I hope I'm audible. I have only one question. So what is the company's stance on utilizing cash in the books? So you have cash equivalents of around 600 crores and considering your CapEx requirements for expansion should not exceed 200 crores. And as you already mentioned that they are going to be majorly funded by internal accruals. And there are also no plans to enter any newer segments. So do you not believe that excess cash in the books will be counterintuitive to the ROE, ROC metrics which SEDAR had raised to? And what's the plan for the 600 crores of cash and cash equivalent in the books?
See, in March 19, we had 83 crores in the books of SEDAR. So only 83 crores were cash and cash equivalents. Now it's 600 crores. And, you know, not only is our two CapEx programs underway. Last year, the dividend to shareholders was increased dramatically from a normal 17-18% of PAT, which is the stated dividend policy on our website. We had a special dividend. So the total payout instead of 20 crores was 46 crores last year. So going forward, depending on how the board deliberates on this topic, we could see, you know, more payouts. But other than that, there is no other topic under discussion of any buyback or any other distribution. And as far as acquisitions or inorganic growth is concerned, the company is always willing to evaluate any capacity in sanitary ware. As long as the capacity comes up with a facility which is similar to SEDAR's quality standards. If you look at other companies, our peer group, their diversifications have not resulted in ROC accretion to the shareholders. They have been wealth destroyers.
Got it. So would it be fair to assume that post this, we might see a revision in the dividend distribution policy?
That is for the board to decide after the annual results.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to know for 9 months FY23, what is the price hike we've taken in sanitary ware and faucets?
I'll give you the numbers. The last price hike was 3% in May 22 and 5% in faucetware, 3% in sanitaryware in May 22, 5% in faucetware in May 22. Before that, the price hike was only in November 21. So in FY23, there was only one price hike.
Okay, sure. And I missed the response to this to an earlier participant in light of some softness in commodity prices and raw material inflation also softening. As an industry, any signs that maybe some of this price hike may probably be rolled back?
See, we cannot speak for other players. They have just taken a price hike in October, etc. So the softening of raw material, that trend was visible throughout the year and definitely even more pronounced in Q3. Despite that, they took a price increase. Maybe there were other cost pressures like wages or any other input costs.
For
them, Sarah, those factors didn't play out because wages didn't play out because our productivity increased far exceeded the inflation in wages. And RM, which is the other part of COGS, decreased. Gas price decreased.
Got it. So my next question is, in sanitary ware, the capacity, the greenfield will come by FY25. Until then, the share of outsourcing will probably inch up a little bit, like it has from 60% to 63%, and probably a couple of points more. How will this impact our margins in the near term?
The margins are increasing because of plant productivity, the kind of product mix that is changing at the plant level, and fixed costs spread over a larger base. So these are the three reasons, and then the fourth reason is of course any change in MRP of the product.
Are a lot of these levers already well executed, or is there scope for more to ensure that it can negate the increase in outsourcing?
See, outsourcing, again, you know, you have to further go into granular data. Outsourcing of products which the factory will make at a higher cost and are low end, easy to make, the vendors have adequate capacity and technology to make, only those products are outsourced. That dramatically increases profitability. And freeing up capacity at the own manufacturing level to make complicated products which vendors cannot make, that provides us an edge in terms of design differentiation in the market. So it is not purely a financial decision, it is a mix of financial and innovation in terms of design differentiation and functionality of product. So that, as you mentioned, it is not fully played out. There is a tremendous room for that to continuously change.
Understood. What would be the share of the basic products versus the value-added products currently in our mix?
I'll give you that number. Overall for the company, in Q3, entry products were 27% of sales, mid products were 28% of sales, and premium products were 45% of sales. And I can give you a further breakup in sanitaryware and faucetware. Sanitaryware entry-level products were 27% of sales, mid products 15%, premium products 58%. In faucetware, entry products were 28%, mid products 47%, and premium products 25% of sales.
And overall, the consolidated number of 45% premium products, is there scope for this?
Ms. Mahavla, may I request you to please rejoin the queue? We have
five. Yes, overall the number is 45 for premium products, yes, for the company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Satpathy from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, I have two questions. The first one, sir, you explained that despite sharp reduction in freight rate from China, it is still not profitable to import and sell in India. So will that change through because of reopening of China now?
As far as the vendors are concerned, they have been open for quite some time. And all the factors that, you know, the financial community was worried that China will flood the Indian market post-COVID, etc. Those have not happened because it is not profitable to do that. No Chinese company has tried to promote a brand in India. They were quite happy to remain as vendors to large Indian brands. Indian brands are discovering that without own capacity, sanitaryware is a very difficult industry to crack. And importing from China, paying whatever, dealing with the volatility of the Chinese currency, then the freight, then 11% import duty, all of that takes not only too much time, but doesn't work out at the EBITDA level. So for Cera, again, this is not a decision that is a knee-jerk reaction. From 5 years, we have been continuously sharing with the financial community that Chinese imports need to go down, and we have brought it down to about less than 3.5% of sales.
Understood. And so my last question is that that I believe you have told TV channel that you will double your revenue from your fiscal 23 level in next 3 years. So can you just tell us, like, how will it be achieved, and will it be through some new segment entry or something else? And what will be your sustainable profit margin that you are looking at? Because on a quarter-to-quarter basis, I have seen it being volatile from some 12-15% to 19%. So what really is the sustainable margin?
See, this number that you are seeing, even without other income, 15.99 or 16%. That is all-time high number for Q3. Last year was 15.79%. So every quarter you are seeing higher margin numbers. And even gross margins, which were always in that 48, 49 category, are now 54 levels, which were never the case. So margin expansion is taking place. And even you'll see that in, I'm not talking about any particular quarter, but on a full FY23 basis or FY24 basis. And my comment to the TV channel was doubling of top line from 1440 to 2900 over 40 months, so 3.5 years. And we stand by that number. And this trajectory is higher than that.
No, I agree, but will it be through same products or you are entering some new segment, new categories?
Currently, it is same products. Currently, there are no plans. There has been no discussion at the board level to enter new categories. So it will be with the three businesses that we currently have, and out of which 87-88% is sanitaryware and faucetware.
Understood. So what I'm trying to, sir, take away from here is that one is that you are fairly confident of reaching that 2900 crore and improve your margin consistently through productivity enhancement and product mix improvement. Is that correct, sir?
That's right. And participate in the growth of the market and also move upward in product mix and pricing.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity and many congratulations, Ayush, for the good set of numbers. I just have one question. I probably would have missed from the last phone call. Could you please share more details on our retail loyalty program, the mechanism of it, and what is the endeavor or the end goal of executing this program?
This is a very simple program executed by Cera for the first time in the industry. All retailers have been asked to download an app. Within the app, as and when they transact with the dealer, they simply upload the invoice to the company. The company calculates the rewards based on volume and the complicated SKUs, etc. They analyze the retailers on many parameters and declare rewards, which the company distributes directly to a retailer. So that's why you're seeing 1.1 lakh invoices have already been uploaded. 13,500 retailers have already participated, and dealers are not feeling threatened by this program because the company is paying their retailers something and their stickiness between the retailers and dealers are increasing. So this gives access of a lot of granular data to the company, geographical SKU demand, the relationship and pricing between dealer, retailer, the discount mechanisms, all of that, which the industry had no access to.
Sure. And
as far as multi-brand retailers are concerned, this is one more edge that the company has. They'll be encouraged to sell Cera products first.
Got it. And will this also help keep the inventory levels lean across the channels, basically, because since you have access to the data, you know which are the fast-moving SKUs and which are the slow-moving SKUs, and accordingly try to sell those products to the distributors and retailers, basically.
That is a very, you know, obvious aspect, but more than that, since almost 40% of sales are from new products, it gives new product development a completely new direction on where to focus and where future revenues can be derived from.
Sure. This is helpful. That's all from my side. And best luck for them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Cera remains positive that its strong positioning in the industry and improving macros would help it to deliver steady and consistent growth going forward. Should you need any clarification or further information or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to me or CDR India. Thank you once again for taking time to join the call and see you all next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Cera Sanitaryware Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.